incredible tshuva. Chelik dalet simanayim beis. In Orachayim. Somebody left some loose leaf papers in his sefer. And it's Gemara. But Moshe says the Gemara is a bust of the davar asur. To the loose leaf papers. What? He's a mevat of the Gemara. A whole mesechta. Because he has a couple of pieces of papers in there. That doesn't add up. And so the Nachlas Yisrael asked the kasha. On page Mem Ches, he gives the Teretz, well, there's a lot of paper there. There's a lot of papers, there's a lot of chashiv. I don't know. Sorry, that's not, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm leaving that, I don't know. Moshe says the Gemara is a bust of the Davar Asur. To the loose leaf papers. What? He's a mevat of the Gemara. A whole mesechta. Because he has a couple of pieces of papers in there. That doesn't add up. And so the Nachlas Yisrael asked the kasha. On page Mem Ches, he gives the Teretz, well, there's a lot of paper there. There's a lot of papers, there's a lot of chashiv. I don't know. Sorry, that's not, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm leaving that, I don't know. But Moshe goes against the Chayodah? Maybe. I don't know. Now, number six. Ein abosis nesa betiltul ele miniach al adobel al mutter muksa bilvad. Or the muksa's chashiv layosim in a heter. Otherwise, a bus ledavar asur or ledavar hamut. Fine. Famous din. Where did it come from? A Gemara. That's the Gemara I added to the Marma Kovma. So already early last week. I never even looked at it yet. Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. Biglila Shonu. Amar Abaye Biglila Shonu. What do you mean Biglila Shonu? What do the words mean Biglila Shonu? Rashi says the last narrow line, Shechashuvas them shivrei psila, shein begodem shal pishna mitzuyin lehem, hikakal obatli v'nasa ne'er basis lehem. Oh, so the psila is more chashiv in Golil. So Rabbi Natosis, the last Tosis, a different shah. The first wide line, Shehoyo lehem rov shemen, ulaachi lo batli shivrei psila agav shemen. Not that Psilas are more important, Shemen is less important. All right, have it your way. But the bottom line is, whatever is more important wins, based on the Gemara of Biglila Shana. Okay. Kodem Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Siv Ches. Fine. Now let's discuss a couple of halachas about this din. Let's first go back to the following case. I forgot something. Here, Sivkot and Ha'ara Reish in the Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chosim. I put a Dvar Mukza, and I plan to put a Dvar Heter on it too. Mo Choshev. But I forgot! Comes up Shlomo Zalman and says, Kevin She'ena Rotsa Shabbos Siyem Mukza L'Mukza B'Vad Alagam L'Dover Hamut Nashul Choshev Yosem Yam Mukza the Dino of Shapa Kishochach. Ayin od igus Moshe, chelik gimel nun aleph. What does Ayin od mean? He disagrees. Rav Moshe says, "What are you talking about? You put the muksa there. You wanted to put the chalas. The case. Why is there a minute to put the chalas on first? Because we're afraid you're going to forget. So Rav Moshe, if you forget, you're out of business. You wanted to put the chalas later. You just forgot. So Rav Moshe quotes the famous Yerushalmi in Ksubas. When Ksubas is here in Yeshiva, that base." Un salav command the Ovid. You forgot. But you can't make what you forgot. Create something out of nothing. You didn't do it. You didn't put the chalas there. You put the candles there. Blood the chabos. I don't care. You intend to put the chalas there. You forgot to put the chalas there. That's Rav Moshe Tainas. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is Mekel. Interesting, fascinating discussion. What about Fakert? And Reish Aleph. Other way around. Bosses the davar also a mutter, and you intended to remove the heter before Ben Hashmoshes, and you forgot. You locked it and you forgot. Lo nasa bosses is levada. So that has both ways. You forgot to take off the heter. So because you wanted to be a dvarisa. No, this far you don't go. He quotes it. All right. Fascinating. Okay, Rabosai. The Mishnah Berurah in discussing what's more important. Very important. What's more important? Chashim midavar aser. Kotzva poskim. This is Lamed Gimel. Shin Yud Lamed Gimel. Vim l'chol ha'olam ha'heter chashiv yoser. Ulu didei eino chashiv? As linan basa didei. Vuadin ipcha. Depends upon him and upon nobody else. Explain, we understand that. Tfelus. What's more important to you? Whatever's more important to you determines, in your eyes, what the bus is more tuffle to. Very nice. How far do you go? So in footnote, Reish Gimel, the Shmir Shabbos says, it says, we follow Chashivusa be'enei ha'adam ba'osa ha'shah. Like the lechem. Shulchas v'yosem ha'menorah shal ha'shulchan. V'b'net mikemer sh'tzorach es ha'lechem l'suda Shabbos. Quoted from the Chayadam. Chayadam. He'd rather have challah in the dark than have nothing in the light. I agree. But the problem in America today is it's not nothing, it's not dark. The chashivas of both are dramatically reduced. The nearest and not so important is the electric lights. And the challahs, it's the only challah. In Europe, never. They went, they balabosta baked one challah, and that was it. That challah got lost, finished. All right, you can eat tomorrow's challah, and tomorrow's finished. So that's it. There was your mama, she needed it. But we live in a land of Ashiris. Ashiris, Baruch Hashem. There's so much challah, so much bread, so much matzah, there's so much... So I don't know. What's more important these days? You go to the store, you buy challahs. It depends how many you buy. You buy b'tzimtzum. What? Oh, the zavach. Oh. You buy zavach's challah. So you have some other... I won't mention the name. Some other challahs lying there for some... could be. I have a challah in the freezer. Most people have a challah in the freezer. I have it out of the freezer. It doesn't taste so fresh. So, but I'm asking, it's not such a bunch of questions to me. What would you rather give up? The Eris. Ooh, wow. The radiance of Shabbos. We spoke about it during the Sielat, the Beitzah. The idea of the spirit. Ooh, ooh. You don't have the light. You have your chandelier up there. But ooh. Is that more important to you? Or is this particular challah more important to you? Without this challah, I have five other challahs. That's a push. Both of their importances have been reduced dramatically in our society. Yes? You spoke about this before. You're right. Some say the candlesticks is critical. Shlomo Zalman had a kula because it's a takshin labayis, right over here in footnote Reish Yud Dal. We spoke about this once before. It's only a takshin. I saw the Megillah Seif as another kula. I may not get to it today. Maybe I have to wait till Friday for that. But remind me, I'll get to that. I don't know. I'm serious. Why do you think about it a little bit? In a typical Jewish home that you live in, where there's plenty of challahs and there's plenty of light, what is more important? The light? You know, the shalheves, the beautiful flame on the table, or is it more important to have that challah as opposed to, because Reb Shlomo Zalman has, it's not phrased so clearly here, much more clearly it's phrased in the Mukta book, in the back. Imagine someone comes over to you and says, I am a thief. Oh, you don't look like a thief. All right, but I'm a thief. Picture me as a thief. Okay? And I'm going to ask you for one of two things. Either you give me your chalas, or you give me your candles. One or two. I have to be mevatim on one of them. It's to a thief, or to who knows what. I don't know, whatever, you figure out a way why. What would I hold on to, what I give up? So Shlomo Zalman, that's the determining. At that moment in time. So I don't know, what would you give up? You give up the chala, or you give up the flame? Let's have a vote. Who will give up the challah? Who will give up the flame? You guys love to eat. Okay, this one person is a porush. Porush. All right. Okay, so I guess that's good news halachically. Everyone wants the challah? Okay, Baruch Hashem. So that's the case. I guess the romance of a flame, that's only certain ale in the Shabbos. The radiance of Shabbos. All right. But let's get away from that. Let's talk about money. The case I had with you before, I had money in a drawer, and I had a challah cover or a kos in a drawer. So, the money's worth more than the kos, let's assume. So what's it in? So he has a discussion over here about money. So I'll tell you the answer. It depends how much money. Every man has his price. I'll give you an example. I have a table. On the table, I have fresh challahs. All my challahs are on the table. That's it. They're all on the table. I also have $10,000 on the table. We're all big tzaddikim. Im kol zeh, the gadol comes over to you. I'll say, your money or your life? Your money or your challahs? I won't call for a vote over here. I give my challahs. That's the gevir. I want to eat. I thought of my next door neighbor. I'll eat matzah, I'll take a challah out of the freezer, something. I don't know what. I'll find something. I'll give it a kitzach and eitzah. $10,000? Okay, what if it's $100? Then it starts getting antsy. What if it's $50? Sometimes the challahs are $50. It depends which bakery. These are all relative things. You have to get each and every case. What would you give up on? Right? How much money versus the necessity to have that particular Shabbos item at that particular time? I talk about your glasses. I have my glasses on the item. Yeah, I can't wear my glasses. So these things are very subjective, Rabosa. Very subjective. I don't know. Think about these things. Okay. What happens if you remove the chalas? You mentioned before. You remove the chalas. The pashtus is, what should it depend upon? I have chalas, I remove the chalas. I eat them for supper. You go back to a balamor again. According to balamor, it should be mutter. Because it was ben hashmashes, it wasn't the bosses. According to other poskim, it might be a serious shaila. So the Mishnah Brewer is Mekel, Resh Ayin Zayin Sukkot Yud Ches, based upon the Baal Amor, presumably the Mogan Avraham, the Prima Godim, Resh Ayin Tes, Eish Lavraham, end of Yudalit, says no, apparently holds against the Baal Amor. That seems to be, he says it in Mishpitzos, Shin Tes, end of Sukkot Nav, seems to say the same thing. Okay, seventh and final condition of the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosim. That's what you spoke about the last few days. The muktz has to be on the ikar hakli. On the ikar hakli. Ramos Simon Shin Yud Siv Zayin, Mishnah Brura Amar Al, based upon the mukhni case. Against the Tosfos HaRosh. Tosfos HaRosh says no. Tosfos HaRosh says no. That it's referring to a case, if you recall, where there's Chalas and Neshida. All right. We went through the seven conditions and we're now out of time. I owe you Shot in the Rosh and Caleb. I owe you, I just told you, the Megillah Sefer's thing about the candlesticks as opposed to the candles. And let me just tell you one more thing before I close, which is a footnote, Reish Tezayin, in the Shmir Shabbos. He has to catch on the Ktos HaShulchan. He wants to know the following case. Why do we say that every table is a basis for the candlesticks and for the tablecloth? Why, if there's a problem, it's a bust for two things. The little, I'm adding to what he says. I have a $100 tablecloth, lace, white. Okay, the white lace tablecloth, $100. And if I was told to give one up, I'd probably give up the flame and keep the tablecloth. So let's say the tables are buses for both. So Shulchan is an interesting answer. It's not a buses unless it's Mishamish. The old story. Even the Hatter, we mentioned this yesterday a little bit. So the Shulchan is not Mishamish, the tablecloth. It's not a bus for the tablecloth. So it's only a bus for the Nair. Shlomo Zalman has two other svaras. Maybe the bottle, tablecloth is bottled to the table. Rav Moshe has it also in the Tshuva. That's what he. There's another story which I'm not quite sure what he says. This is an interesting question of the social. We'll stop here. Finish up tomorrow on Friday. I owe you two things. And then we'll go on with the next Gemara. Kuf Mem Gimel Mitzvah. Great from Dominic. You have a shear. This way, by the time the parents come, you're finished for the day from the official perspective. Okay? I'd like maybe even to finish this Mayim HaKomashi by then. I don't know if we'll do it. But hopefully, early next week, we'll give out a new sheet. Okay. Our first item of business, Rabosai, is our difficult Russian Kalim that we were left with on Wednesday. Was Pshat. So after due consultation with the Shaul HaMeshiv, Shalita came to the conclusion that the Rosh is following his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, as we spoke about yesterday on Tisha B'Av, Shali Sruf of Eish, the Maram was the Rebbe of the Rosh, and when the Maram was different, the Rosh had to run away, so he shouldn't be incarcerated as had his Rebbe beforehand. Well, in Halacha as well. At the very beginning of the Zman, first year, second year, we quoted the Hagos Maimini in Perek Hay in Ilchus Shabbos, Sivkotin Sadi, which is based upon a Tshuvas Marami Rutenberg. Question was the Ner Shachori Hadelas. So the Maram said Avaraya, it's mutter to move to open and close the door. Why? Kevin Shemuchuberes Lashida. And he has those words. I never noticed it the first time around. The Yal Hashida ain mos. That's exactly what the Rosh said. That's what the Rosh said. The Rebbe said it. B'teilei l'gabei shida. Kol shken shadelos b'teilei l'gabei abaya shem mechuberes to the karka, etc. So what's pshat in the Maram? We didn't know pshat in general at the beginning. So we went to the Alter Rebbe. If you recall, those who recall, there's a kutra zakon of the Alter Rebbe. In Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph. So here's how it worked in my mind. First I thought that the Rosh held that everything is osis, everything is a basis, but by Enin Shmetes, if you move the Mukhni, that's not considered Tutla Pidin. So the Rambam writes, in Pirush HaMishnayis, Rambam writes, if you move a Megeira, Enin Shmetes, that's not considered moving it. And Rabbi Kapach, in the footnote 4, writes, you see, this is so that we have in places, Kuf Kof Med Beis, in the back of the door, it's not only true a door which is attached to the ground, it's even true in a table, a chair on a table. It's not considered tiltal. So writes Rabbi Kapach. I thought that was pshat in the Rosh as well. But that can't be pshat. Because if it's and that's one pshat here in the Kudras Achon of the Alter Rebbe. But it can't be pshat here, because if that would be pshat, it's considered if you didn't move anything, then why is it us in a case in which there is money in the Shida? So what? There's money in the Shida, but you didn't move anything. That's the problem. So you have to go to the second pshat over here in the Alter Rebbe. What does that mean? It's all in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin of Sivkotin Aleph. Is it Aleph? No, Gimel. Sorry, Gimel. He says, Ain't kan tiltul klal. That's the first terrace. It's not, he didn't do anything. Didn't move anything. Oh, second shot. Tiltul it is. Avol ain o choshev tiltul linyan haner b'mashem betaltul hadelus. So what does that mean? Well, the delus is part of the house. He didn't move the house. So as if he didn't move the candle either. That's how I understand the Rebbe. That the candle is always in one place. Where's it? It's in the house. The candle is mokum kavula mokum babayis. And since the house didn't move, even though the door moved, but as if the candle didn't move. So to by mukhni. Remember, the Maram equated it with mukhni. If you move the entire shida,
So it's like you move the entire house, which of course you can't do. You move the entire shida, so then of course it is going to be prohibited, because by moving the whole shida, you move the money as well. This is all true if the money is in the mukhni. There's no din of basis. Only worried about the money, moving of the money itself. And in the shmet, as we said before, Stiffy didn't move the money, based upon the second shot in Reishai and Zion, Sivkot and Gimel. Lift his mouth and the shida itself becomes a basis. And you can't move it. You can't move it, nor can you move any part of it. So you can't move the mukhni, you can't move the shida, you can't move anything. This is exactly the pshat in the Rosh, in Kalim, based upon the his Rebbe, the Maram, in the Chol Shabbos, as interpreted in the second interpretation by the Alter Rebbe, Reish Ayin Zayin Gimel. More or less, that's it. I'm sure there's more complications, but at least a possible pshat in the Shitos HaRosh and Kalim. Point one for today. We now go to two more points, which we didn't get a chance to talk about on the previous sugya. Remember, we had the discussion of you have chalas and you have shalheves, and what's more important? What's more important? So we had a discussion. Forget shalheves. What do you do with the candlesticks themselves? So Shlomo Zalman suggests that it's primarily furnishing. It's beautiful. Its primary use is noy habayis. But many posim disagree. They say, although it is noy habayis, it's very beautiful, you can't take away from the fact that after all said and done, it serves as a candlestick. And a candlestick is something which is used for prohibited action. Okay, so it's a machlokes. Of course, and if you're going to have a challah to be worth more than a candlestick, forget about it. Candlesticks are certainly worth more than the challahs, so we're in trouble. So I saw in Megillah's Sefer, he springs into action about this. There's no. He quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger. What's Rabbi Akiva Eger? Open up the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, please. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Top line, we've been here many times. The top line, the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Hanach l'ner shemen upsila, hold the nasa basis l'davar ha'asur. Says Rashi, what's the davar ha'asur? Lishal heves. Vector b'kiveger. Shal heves? What about the psila? What's a psila? A wick. What can you do with a wick on Shabbos? Zip, zero, zilch. What do you do with it? A wick. What can you have to do with it? Let the wick itself be mukta machmas gufo. There's no function whatsoever. That's what b'kiveger's kash. Nothing. The wick is zero. So why is Rashi discussing the multimil bowl, right? The nair, as being a basis for the shalheves? Forget shalheves. It could be a problem of basis for the psila as well. It's like an event, the b'kivegan. Says the b'kivegan, no. True that when you have a wick lying around, it's like an event. It has no function. But paradoxically, when the wick is lit and there's a shalheves, the flame on that wick, suddenly this wick takes on a new life. Takes on a new life. The wick now, because of course it was lit on Friday, and the fire is attached to that particular wick, says the b'kiveger and daf mem zayin amud aleph, this. It's no longer considered an event. It's not like a wick is lying around on the table, unused on Shabbos, which is like an event, muktzamachas gufo. But if the wick is being used on Shabbos, then suddenly it, paradoxically, becomes more kal, because now it's something which is being used. Since you forbid to make candles on Friday, so the wick is being used for something, so that we can be more lenient. So, two writes Sefer, Megillah Sefer, he thinks that the candlesticks, when they're just stopped sitting there, so we could call it Muktzanach, maybe Chasar and Kis, or some other serious level. However, once the candlesticks are functioning, and the candles in the candlesticks, and those candlesticks are lit, the candles of the, you know, the candle, the fires on the wick, and the candle on the candlesticks, the same as the wick, which is nothing, became something. So to the candlesticks, which are nothing, could also become something. And therefore, he doesn't understand why the poskim, who don't accept Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's kula of furnishings, have a stricter view and say that the you have to have something more important than the candlesticks themselves. Why? Based on Rabbi Kivege, Anaf Mem Zayin. Interesting kiddush of the Megillah Sefer. Now, the Megillah Sefer is not an ancient work. It's put out Tavshin Nun Aleph. It's 11 years old. 11 years old. Okay, this is the Hotzah Shniyah. Tavshin Mem Tes. Motzi Shabbos Nachmu. Woo! Tavshin Mem Tes. So tomorrow night we're going to celebrate the 13th anniversary of this Sefer. We'll probably have a Malacha Malacha. 13th anniversary, so it's important Sefer. Well, there's already a literature about him. I saw in the newest Sefer, Nachlas Yisrael, that we got from the library. That's the thing at the top one. He has a pilpul whether the Megillah Sefer is right. That's the greatness of Torah. It keeps going on and on. Svarim Ein Kates. This Sefer was written, let's see, Tavshin Nuntes. Oh, 10 years later. This is about brand new. Hot off the press. So, here he discusses, well, maybe the Megillah Sefer is incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Interesting logic he has. He says, Rabbi Kivege is right. We cannot go to Rabbi Kivege. Rabbi Kivege says, making something functional can make a nothing into a something. It can make an Evan, a Muktzim Achaz Gufo, into something which is now considered to be a Kli. That, yes, that's Rabbi Kivege. That makes a Psila from nothing into something. But over here, it's not nothing. Candlesticks are not nothing. It's not an Evan. Candlesticks are a fortune. It costs hundreds of dollars. And it's a Muktzim Achaz Chasar and Kis, because you don't want to do it for anything else, play it to anything else with it. So it, the fact that it's a Muktzim Achaz Chasar and Kis, and you now happen to be utilizing it to put in candles and to put on the candles a wick and to put on the wick a flame, it's not going to make it any better. That's his Ha'ara, that maybe the Megillah Sefer extended the Kivega's logic too far. That's, if you want to look up in the Sefer, page Shin Nun Ches, not even his. Shamati. I don't know who it's coming from. Shamati Loma. Hold on, Muktzim Achaz Gufo. Moral Hod the Mishtamash Pro Achshav. I, there's Elo Nechshav Ke'evan. Ukilishon Agon Rabbi Kivega Shom. Mashenge Bin Yonainu. It's in the footnote. Lo Yoro She Yoro Nimenu Hashem Muktzim Achaz Chasar and Kis. Da Dayan Makze Datu Nimenu. Umash Yesh Lav Shem Kli. Ain't no matter till Tulo. He wants to argue. Then he tries to defend. Elosh Yesh Loma came and Shemishtamish Bar Achshav, as the Kivega said, Vechenu or Regilus Lasses Mokzeh Shimush. Him came, Havikim Oklisha Malachto the Hefter, the Lonasis Muks of Machos Kasar and Kis, came and Shesh Lo Shimush. Woo. Goes back to our earliest Yerub. Since you're allowed to put on the fire from before Shabbos, as we all do every single week, so then maybe it should be like a klishul nachal heter, and it's no din of chasar and kiss. It's already getting a little interesting. I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Another possible kula for what we do. We generally speaking assume the challah is enough; it's more important than shal heves. But even if you reject Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's logic of noya bias, you have an additional point. Incidentally, what is so muksa about a shal heves? What is it? It's the worst of the worst. There, Shemen, Tzila, they're all, the mux of all them emanates from that terrible, terrible thing called Shal Heves. What's so terrible about Shal Heves? Why is that mux on Shabbos? So, Shlomo Zalman suggests, you know why it's muxa? Goes back to our opening day. He said, everything in the world is muxa for three things. Adam, Ochlim, and Kalim. A Shal Heves is none of the above, not a person, not a food. And it's not even a kli, it's just fire, you know. Fire, air, dirt, these are things that they're not kelim. So the fire's not a kli. So Shlomo Zalman writes in Mincha Shlomo, Simon Yudalit, whoa, if that's the case, maybe an incandescent bulb is not like a psila, not like a shal heves. Because the incandescent bulb, which is in a, it's part of a whole system and it's covered with glass. So that might be considered, even the shalheves part, the filament that glows within the incandescent bulb, that is a kli. You can't say it's not a kli. Normally, shalheves, they like candles tonight, Friday night. What's going to be? It'll be a wick. The wick is open to the elements. So the flame is open to the elements. It's not called a kli. But if the flame is encased in glass, it's part of a system with a whole filament, with a whole glass, with a whole business, maybe it's the status of a kli, and it would not... It might not be in effect Muktzanach as Gufo that we're really saying the Shalheves is according to this interpretation. An interesting Kiddush that everyone agrees to it. We're going to have to come back to some of these things and discuss what is the Psak. I'm told that some of these have a whole list of hundreds of electrical appliances. What's the status of this one or the other one? So we will have to try to look through that then. But he's making a Hara that our incandescent lamps may be better than the typical wax candle, because it's part of a kli. That's Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Ha'ara. Okay, now we come to a very practical case. Anyone have keys in his pocket? Anyone have keys? We don't carry keys. So what are on those keys? Only car keys. House keys too. It's a perfect visual aid. We have a set of keys here. Look what's on the keys. This is house keys, I think. And this is car keys. That's Toyota. Okay. So can I carry this in Shabbos? I'll carry the whole thing. I don't know where I'm going to carry it from. This is a beep, beep. So I'll carry it from here. I'll carry it from the little, the round thing in the middle, which serves everything here. Mutter or Asa? It happens to many people. They have, the house keys, and on the house key there's a car key or some other key which is only going to be used for a prohibited purpose. Let's first analyze this car key. What is its status? Let's say I have a car key only. What is the status of a car key? Kli shel nachalias, the postman says. It's used primarily to start the motor. Some say it's mutter. It's not called melachalias because it has a permissible purpose. What's that? Open the door of the car. Right, you have the door's locked. You go, chit. You usually go, beep. But on Shabbos, you wouldn't want to do that. You just turn. It still works. You turn the thing, and it opens. And many people have it happens to be the same key does both, a different key, whatever it is. You have a key that does both. Okay, let's assume that it does both. Fine. Klishim lach l'yisr. Primarily to start the motor. Secondarily, to open the door of the car. I saw in one of the storms, he says, wait a minute. When you open the door of the car, the light goes on. But I'm not up to that yet. I'm first up to just trying to unlock the lock. But the unlock lock, the light doesn't go on. I'm unlocking the lock so that someone else is going to, later will open the door and the light's going to go on. Too indirect. He didn't consider that. That's considered to be a Malekas head, the opening of the lock itself. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's right, the new cars. Woo! What kind of car do you have? Where is your car? So you're right, some cars, the minute you open the door, the light goes on right away. So this firm is not that modern, not that modern. They don't have those. Let's assume that light won't go on right away. All right. So then, there's no light. Whatever, maybe the light's broken. You take it out before Shabbos, like in the refrigerator. Not before your Shabbos. Unscrew the light to the refrigerator. Unscrew the light to the car. Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Whatever it may be. So let's assume for the moment that the key is a klisha malachta le'isr. So now I also have house keys. So can I carry this whole roll of keys? Because I want the house key. I'm not going to my car on Shabbos. I have the house keys. And this is but there's a klisha malachta le'isr on it as well. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he said, you know what you should do? Remove the car keys before Shabbos. Yeah, he says so. In Perek Chaf, Sif Pe Gimel, Sror Mavtechos, Uvo Mavtech Echad Shu Mukza, Mavtech HaMachonit, Yotzi Be'erev Shabbos, Mavtechos Shasurim Betiltu. Footnote Resh Ayin. He says, I'm Okay? This is what he says. It's awesome. Take it out before Shabbos. What if you didn't take it out before Shabbos? All right, it's not so bad. There's a het thereof, he says, tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad. What else are you going to do? Remove the car keys with your own bare hands? That's mochamer. You have two choices. Either on Shabbos you carry it as it is, or you remove the car key. No, remove the car key with your hand. Can't that's tiltul min atzad. Just carry the whole roll, tiltul min atzad. I have a problem. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I have a problem. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, we learned just a couple days ago, held that on, let's see if he was quoted that way, that on Friday, you know, we have to worry about these things. Today is Friday. We have to worry about these things. On Shabbos, Gufa, you have to worry about Niyur and then arrangement. But on Friday, I thought we read it so quoted. Friday is Friday. Remember, we have to worry about all these things, to remove this, to remove the eggs from the, remember that, the eggs from the door of the refrigerator. Rabbi Yashu was Mach, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was Mekel. Friday. Remember, we have to worry about it on Friday. So there seems to be a steer over here, and Arab Shlomo Zalman is being quoted. Hold on a second. Now, but Yigal has a Gevaldik Akash. Gevaldik Akash. Gevaldik Akash. But he doesn't just ask it, stop. He asks from a, the Akash is based, of course, on the Mogan Avram. Yigal has a nine, no doubt. The Mogan Avram. Okay. Simon Shin Yud, Sifkot Mav. I was sugi really. What's the Simon Shinyu for cotton rough? Okay. The Ramah says the kiss at top of a beggar. Ho of Iker Abegat Omer Lilbosh. Im Hotzi Amos Misham. Mut Lilbosh Abegat. Alright, yeah. Like the pants you're gonna wear tonight. What are you going to do? That's a pants, a fancy suit. Fancy suit. Last time you wore it probably to a chasana. Shabbos Nachmu suit, not stop a suit. So the time you wore it to a chasana before the 3 weeks, and you had your wallet in there, or your credit cards, or your money, no problem. I take out the wallet with the credit cards with the money, I take it all out, and I put it in away before Shabbos. So it's the Ramot, it's okay. It's mutter. Watch that kiss bottle etzlo. That's the reason that the Ramah gives. It's the pocket is secondary to the pants. Frankly, Mogan Avram. Who needs this reason? The Balav Hachi Shari Lelov Show. Tolat Sara Gufo Shari. What's the pants? What's the pants pocket? You only put in money in the pants pocket. Only money. You only think about money. You put things in there. You put your handkerchief in there. Your tissues. You'll put, small little safer in your pocket they can read on the bus or something. We put all kinds of things in our pockets. Not only for Isurim. So let it be a klisha malachta lehetter, which is mutter to move, litzarach gufo. So here too, let's say it's mutter to carry this bunch of keys, litzarach gufo, I've got it to my house. When I'm carrying my pants, I'm carrying on my body. It's a tzarach gufo. I need the pants. I don't just see that my pockets are empty. There's no air, maybe. But that's considered a tzarach gufo. So I'm carrying the whole bunch of keys. It's also a tzarach gufo. So the Megillah Sefer is kasha too. In effect, Yigal's kasha. We'll see soon. And the answer is, well, maybe it's different. Because in the case of the pants in the pocket, it's mamish one. We are one. We are one. The pants in the pocket. They're mamish sewed together. But over here, I mean, you know, it's true right now. The house keys with the car keys are on one roll, but it doesn't take too much to separate one from the other. So maybe you wouldn't be able to say it's one goof. One goof. Maybe you wouldn't be able to say one goof. Okay. Okay. However, even if you want to say that, Yigal's kasha remains. Let it be the Tzarach Makomo. You need one goof, it's called the Tzarach Gufo. But the Tzarach Makomo, is that the Tzarach Makomo? Let's talk about your question. Megillah Sefer answers your question, there's no terrence. He has a cash against the Shemir Shabbos. He says, what's the problem? I'm moving to the Tzarach Makomo. Now, I don't need the place where this key is hanging. I need need this place, a Makomo. What I need is this key. I can't enter the house. So why is that called a Tzomo Makomo? What's the Shayyig on your cash? So good for your rest. Could be right. That's, I was wondering what he meant to the question of Tzomo Makomo, but if the counselor has the same question as the Baal Megillah said, it must be a good cash. Must be. I didn't know what the question was completely. But for those who want to look it up, those are, especially the counselor as a cash, we don't take it lightly. Not stop. We call the Shalom Meshi, we call the... Okay, we have all the big people here today. Okay. He says as follows. Oh. He says he doesn't understand. It's against the Magen Avraham Shid Yudvav. It's a Tzorah Gufo. You'll tell me what? You have the opportunity to take, to remove the keys before Shabbos? You have to do so? No! The Chazon Ish says, by Klisha Malach L'Yisra, we don't find it's us L'Talpa L'Tzorach Makomo when it's possible to do near. In other words, Klisha Malach L'Yisra L'Tzorach Gufo Makomo is Hudra, not the Chuyah. He's assuming. You're not mechuyav to try to do a near? Ah, you'll say, kiss and the pants in the pocket is one. We are one. Mamish gufecha l'mabeged. Okay, so gufa. But about the keys, with a separable, maybe not. Not so gufa. Avladayin yigals kasha. Maduah lo nidon ketzorach makomo. Why? Yigals vart. Kevan she'iev shel taltal echad below hasheni. And he then adds in the last line, Mem Vav Tes, that the Magen Avraham didn't say Tzorach Makomo. He said Tzorach Gufo. Maybe this isn't really called Tzorach Makomo. So it's a tough nuance. I'm not sure who's right. But the halacha lemaisa is not gemina. You have to remove the keys, or don't have to remove the keys. I don't know. Mahadin. What does the Tzorach say? You have a machlekas already among the contemporary Gedolim. I don't know. What key you want? I'm saying, assuming you have all these keys together, can you move the whole bunch? That's a question to the machlokas aposkim. I'm not able to give you a definitive answer at this point.
To take the house key off, that would be tear up the mokum of the other keys because you have to move them.
If you want to take the house key off and not to move it on Shabbos, how are you going to do that without moving other stuff?
That's why you need the mokum of those other keys to take it off. Where they are in the
room. Stop pulling the house keys like this. All right, maybe. But what if you don't want to do that? It's a hassle. That's the question. If you're going to remove it, you must remove it before Shabbos. What's going to be machmir? I'll do it on Friday already.
The car keys on a separate ring.
Can
you take both of them separately? Like if they're two rings combined.
Right, it could be. I want to know if it's one ring. That's a question I don't have an answer for right now. But both sides, we're going to finally start Kuf Mem Gimel and Aleph. Our daf is now Kuf Mem Gimel. After a week, we now have a different daf. Yeah. Kuf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah. Famous Mishnah. Who learned Beitza this year? Get as far as Beitza and Aleph? Well, you know this Mishnah. Beishami Omer Mishmavira Mi'al HaShulchan Atzambos HaKlipin U'Beisil Omer Mishalek As HaTavla Kula Minara. Stop right there. Quote in Beitza Beitza and Aleph. Frank Tosis in Beitza Beitza and Aleph. Why isn't it a buses ledover asur? What's going on? How can you move the tabla? How can it be? It, in other words, if Tanakh, the first Tanakh holds that it's not mukhs at all. Second Tanakh holds that it's mukhs. The Marshal of Shimon of Yudah, okay. If it's mukhs, it's the same as you can't move the bones and the peels and the shells directly, then what happened to this, that the din of mukhs? Tosis says the Kasha Beitz gives three answers. So you either look at Beitz at that base, you have a Shulchan Aruch, you can look at the Magen Avraham, we quotes it all. All three answers. Shin Ches, Sivkot Nun, Tema, Basel Dover Asa. Three answers. One. Lohayadat Lanichal Shem Kolayom. Tosis after Nun Aleph from an Aleph. It's not The Miniyach HaManas Lidl is not a bus. Rabbeinu Tam. Teretz 1. Set Teretz 2. Kev and Havashem Ochlan Havibas L'Yisalat. Hocham HaMayaskinan. Not only is there junk, is there bones, is there shells, there's also some shirayim of the original little fruit or whatever it is, the meat. So it's L'Yisalat 2. Third. Ein the Miniyach B'Kavona. The Nechosh Shechan Yippu. Yeah, he just throws him. He's not called a Miniyach. He just finishes his chicken, puts it down. That's not considered to be in the category of Meniach. Good. Fine. It says the Mogan Avraham, according to what I wrote back in Reish Samach Vov, Siv Cotton, Yudalit, it's not a buses, unless it was there Ben Ashmoshes. Oho! The Balamor Shita. The Balamor, 24th Perek, says, the din of buses is only effective Ben Ashmoshes. You can't, there's no way to make a buses, that's how it would seem. There's no way to make a buses on Shabbos. That's the Pashup Shad in the Balamor. That being the case, a fourth terence. Okay. A fourth terence. There's a fifth terence. A fifth terence. Who's of the fifth terence? The Rajbo. Because the fifth terence, it's really not the same as either Rabbeinu Tam or the Balamor. I told you, I call the Rajbo and the Balamor cousins. Not everyone agrees with me. Sometimes people don't like it. Again, simply Rabbeinu Tam and the Balamor cousins. The Balamor said if you didn't have it from the beginning of Shabbos, it can't be a buses. Rabbeinu Tam says if you plan to do it before the end of Shabbos, also not a buses. So I call them cousins. They both are holding that in order to be a bus, it has to be Me'erev Erev Tishvetu Shabbatchem. Has to be on the mutter from the beginning of Shabbos to the end of Shabbos. That's Pashup Shad. The Rajba seems to say no. On our Mishnah, they ask him this kasha. This is what the Rajba says. Beitza, I don't know what to find. Can't find it. It's not here. Thank you. What does that mean? It's not chashev enough.
Yafal pishin nichem al hashulchan kadei shleitan af habayis. Mikol makom lo latzorach atzma minichem sham. Velo latzniyam machmas chashivusa. Hilkom en a tabla bosses lahem. El mesalik as a tabla minara. What does that mean? It's not chashev enough. One second. That's what he says, but that's not what I'm looking for. That's the problem. I'm looking for something else. Maybe that's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Yigal. That'll be a fifth teretz. Maybe I'm looking for a sixth teretz. Okay. Let's see. Mem Zayin. Thank you, Yigal. What's Mem Zayin? Let's see if I'm looking for. Where is it? Where? 497? Hold on. No. I see the same thing as it said there. That's what I was looking for. So how come I couldn't find this now? I thought I gave a different teretz. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought his teretz was as follows. I just can't find it now, so maybe I made a mistake. I thought his teretz was as follows, that even if you'll reject both the Balamor and the Rabbeinu Tam, you'll say that if I put it on Friday, plan to take it off at midnight, it is a buzzes. If I put it on midnight and plan to take it out off after Avdallah, it's again a buzzes, rejecting both of those sheetas. But if I put it on Shabbos, and I plan to take it off on Shabbos, then it's not a buses. Where did Rashba say that? Let's say, Cholam. Kufa, so where? How come I can't find it now? No, that could us right here. V'ein on esen mitoras buses, af al pishu meniach midas al gavi ha-tabla, the cave and the v'emtza Shabbos hu, v'datal l'salkan, lo avi bus, that's what I was looking for. Footnote 38 makes a big deal out of this. So I didn't see it before. Okay. He says, even though the Rashba holds that if you put it, that you plan to take it off on Shabbos, the buses against the Rabbeinu Tam, and presumably it was also going here against the Balamor, that double title of Tivusa, you're putting it on Shabbos and taking it off on Shabbos, then it's not considered to be a bus. So that would in effect be a sixth answer. Okay, what are they arguing about? The Rabbeinu Tam, with the Balamor, with the Rashba? What we call the Shurim of Tfelis. Tosfos holds, on that Mem Dalet Amud Beis, you put it on Shabbos, take it off on Shabbos, it's still called a Bosis. Let's take a look and see where it is. Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Yesh. Please give it a look inside. Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Yesh. The Yesh Lomar, Ikel Ukmekon Shenichem Ladas Yisrael, Kedei LaHasirim Achar Shoh. Putting it on Shabbos and taking it off on Shabbos. Afal Pikein, it's a buses. Yesh Lomar's also the Talpa of the Reniach, it's considered to be a buses.
Wow. Frekta b'kiveger. On this tesis, it's against the mefurish gemara. What gemara? Kuf nun dalid amud beis. Let's take a look. We've been here before. Let's see it again. Kuf nun dalid amud beis. What's the case of the mar? Oh, Nebuch, a guy got stuck. He was late for Shabbos. Late for Shabbos. The Mishnah Kuf nun gimel amud aleph. A person who came hechshuk baderech. So what does he do? He comes. He has a donkey full of stuff. He gia lechoter achitzona, not less akelim and nitolim b'shabbes, b'she'ena nitolim b'shabbes mater achavolim v'asakim noflim me'aleim. Okay. All right. Frag the Gemara. Welcome avat l'kli me'echono. How can you allow the kalim to fall on some other item? You're putting karam uksasas, right? You're taking the Rahuna said you put karam uksasas under the glass kalim so that they shouldn't break. I am about the kli meichano. Answer the Gemara b'shlifi zutri. What is that? Rashi masuos ketanim shes shomer akar mitachteyem. Big pillow, small pillow, hits the floor slowly, it will not break. What do you see, Bepashtus? You see, Bepashtus, the what? Where the item will be go on the pillow on Shabbos and off the pillow on Shabbos? The what? It's not a busis. Pashtus is not a busis. To be a bus, to be bitl klima echana. So a mafurish gemara against Tosis. Ad kind of the kivegas kasha on the Tosis the Mem Dalamud base. It's an interesting teretz. He calls it a dochak. We're talking about a case where he puts bread or some other mutter item on the pillow. If it's bread or some other item on the pillow, then it's not going to be kame bus. This is bus the davar mutter as well. He calls it a dochak. I think it is a dochak. It's hard to believe that this is the emes. What do you do with this kasha? I have a teretz of kasha. I have a teretz of the kivegas kasha. But in order to see that teretz and see the Gemara, anaf kuf mem gimel amen aleph. I will daf. Kuf mem gimel amen aleph. Okay, we're going to start the Gemara here towards the bottom. Hani garinin the tamri aramaisa sharo the taltalunu ho v'chazin agav iman was machal behema and it's still machal behema. With the parsaisa osur. No, it's osur because it was a machal odon it came a machal behema. Could be it's nolad. So shmur mataltalu agav rifta. He moved these seeds, these pits, via bread. Rabba mataltalu agav lakana de maya. It's Rashi Sefer Shomayim, pan of water. Two ways to move it. Frekteran, what do you mean? You're going to put these seeds into a pan of water? It's going to become a bus of Dabar Asur. Back to square one. Open the Ran, please. Please open the Ran. Back. The page Samach, the third line in the page. Vichitema, Levi Rifta Lakana, Bos the Dover Osir, Velitzeri. Yes, it's Kasha. Because it's Terrence. What's his Terrence? Ikalamema. The Kevon Shekol Atzmo O Eno O Sekane, Ella Lazarkon, Lohave Bosses. Rabosai. This is even a lower level than someone who put it on Shabbos and takes it off on Shabbos. Notice the lashon of Tosfos back on Daf Mem Dalid. He put it on and to take it off the achas shor. He's putting it there. He wants to leave it there for an hour and then he's going to remove it. Here it's not that. Here he put it there only in order to throw it out right away. That's lo avi bosses. That's the Ran's terrors. I thought this we could answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. The same thing exists in the Kuf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. He doesn't want the glass items that fell off his donkey on that particular car. No, you know, from one car to another car to another car, so it's low enough to go on the floor in some safe place without breaking. So that's what I thought, that if it's called Atzmein, Osakein, Elazokim, fairly quickly, there's Lavi Bus, even according to the biggest Machmirim. That's what I thought the answer would be Kivega's Kash. Okay. Fine. Now, what is the scoop with these Atzamas and Klippin? A very difficult Rashi. Rashi says, there ain't a real Mekelev. Anywhere in the caliph. So Tosfos says, Akasha, what are you talking about? Ain't him really the caliph? Even Rav Shimon agrees to that. It's Muksa Machas Gufa. It's absolutely no use whatsoever. So Tosfos says, no, it's referring to a case of Roy the caliph. It is Roy the caliph. Even though it's Roy the caliph, it's still considered to be Muksa according to certain opinions. Okay, how do you answer Rashi? Rashi is such a pella against everything. So if you look in this Fasemis and the Pnei Yeshua, and Beis Adav Beis, many of us learned this year, there are certain heterim, some of Graf Sharei gets mixed in, other various svaras to defend Rashi HaKadosh. We're not going to go into it at this very moment. Oh, if you look in the Ran, there's a very problematic line, really very problematic. Take a look in the Ran towards the end of the narrow lines. The Chikoshari Rav Shimon, the Tiltule, Kion Atzamos, the Chazin, the Klovim, who Klippin, the Chazin, the Machal Behema. As we just got through saying against Rashi. The Aval Pishin is Sparku Bishavis, Ho Atzamos, Minabosa, Vaklippin, Minaperis. It's Mutter anyway. Let's assume for the moment it's not considered to be Nola. You look at the Sudorani, it's Beferish the word Nola. Aval Misparku Meir of Shavis. Finish the sentence. His name is Bach or Anshe Shem. Afilu Rabbi blank Moder. The simple pshat, it's a typo, Rabbi Yehuda Moder. Rabbi Yehuda says it's us, let's say Mishum Nola, a dramatic change overcame this object between Friday and Shabbos. But if you remove the items from the meat and from the fruit on Friday, and it's fit for animal use, even Rabbi Yehuda, who's more machmer and muksa, will agree that it's muta. That's a simple read. Just change the word Shimon and put in Yehuda. Quite a change, but as the Bach says. The Anshe Shem goes wild to try to defend the shita of the gears that we have. Punkt fakert. Even Rabbi Shimon, who's a megil, is going to be more than it's usur if the sparkum air of Shabbos. Even though it's fit for cloven. I don't know why it should be so. To look at the smog, you'll find that. I don't have a smog here, so if someone has a smog, or if you get a hands on one, maybe you give it a shot. For the moment, it's an enigma to me. I don't know. All right. Keep one hand here in the Ran. No, I take it back. We'll read the Ran. I was going to read from Tosfos, but the Ran, he quotes Tosfos anyway. Parsaisa also. Right here in the big bold letters, Parsaisa. Kosa Batosfos. The Dafu Rabbi Yehuda who the Yosel the Taltalinu, just like Muksa. Abel Rabbi Shimon, less like Muksa. Afilu Parsaisa, Shari, the Chosel the Machal Behema. We know that if it's fit for animal use, it's not considered to be Muksa. Frek Taisus, the Chitema, in Kain Shmuel, the Sfilek Rabbi Shimon, that we see in Kuflan Vav, Lomele the Taltalini, Agav Rifta. Why did Shmuel only move the seeds by putting them on top of a piece of bread? Why didn't he just move it straight? He was like Rabbi Shimon. Ikalamemar, Machmir Hoya al Atzmo, Kidirava, the Amaliel, he labbed Adam Choshevano, Kipa Kipi Lamali. It's only because of, he was Machman himself. What does that mean? Why should you be machmir on yourself? We pass like a Shimon, that it's fit for use, so it's fit for use. What's the problem? So you look in the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes his innocent on the Maram HaKomis, he gives two reasons why they're machmir, on the Mekoshim, is machmir al-Atmo in these cases. Number one, is that not every place do they have these kinds of animals that are going to eat these pits, and therefore even though in my place there are these animals, in another place there are no animals, so we're machmir. Number two, even for the animal it's not fit except ayodei adchak. So for those two reasons, although we usually pass like a shim straight out, here an odom choshev is required to be machmir al atzmos. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Ches if lamed, passages like Tosfos and the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chav Gimel gives those two reasons. However, the Ramban disagrees. Aber the Ramban's al kosa the hani garinin la soka hein omdim. Talking about seeds which are used for fire, for fuel. And it says in Shabbos that according to B'Shimon it's permissible the less lay nola. Sorry, he's getting the word nola. Less lay nola tshara totalinu. Hani mili biyomt of the chosa la soka. Kevin shiruyin v'omdim hein the kakla mishtinu l'chivosa. Since it's fit for burning on Yontif, you can even give it to the animal. Aval b'Shabbos lo chazir la'asoka muktzininu to lo merzir la'asoka. The Alpha got the chazu k'tzas l'machal behema. Kevin the hashta miya stumba la'asoka u'b'Shabbos la'asoka lo chazu. Also the Tatlan, based upon the Gemara Kuf Chavov Amid Beis. Interesting idea. Then it would be a real issue. Mika right in. The Mechav, as I told you, passes the Kula, like Tosfos, is only also as a Chumra V'Yalma, against the Ramban. Fine. Vectoran. Coming up right over here. Shmuel Matat like a Rifta. Rabba Matat like a Lakhana de Maya, the next page here. Top one of page Sama. Lamishim the Pligi Allah. Amr Avashi Liel Kupan Beis Amid Beis Lo Amru Kiki Rotinok El Lemeis Bulvad. Whoa! I read it wrong. Lamish in the Pligi Allah the Hod. What's the script? Allah the Hod the Amr. Oh, that's missing a doubt. That's why I read it wrong. Not that he's arguing the Ravashi Kupan Beis. The Bar Fila Ravashi Moda. Why? Someone died, and what to move the mace, put a kikar, the Rabbi Breuer story, right? You put a kikar, a piece of bread, on top of the mace, and this is going to touch the mace with your own hands. That's a special hand to buy mace only. Emo, that's more kal. You're touching the Dvar Heter. And therefore, there's no problem. So in the previous Gemara Kufman Beis and Beis, we're discussing case you're touching the Dvar Isser with the Dvar Heter on top of it. That's a special kula only by Kikir Ratinuk, and other Amoram disagree, v'chule. But if you're touching the Dvar Heter with the Isser on top, and it's not a buses, that's Pashup Shara, Tildum and Atzad. That's much more kal. So writes the Ran. So that's the run. Very good. The problem is, what does Tosa say? Does Tosa agree with this? That's what I have to see right now. Please turn to Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Rava Matat Luagam Lakana Demaya. Now you may recall, back in the previous Amud, Rava's name is also mentioned. Let's just refresh your memory, Rabbi Osai. Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. More has a famous din, Lo Amru Kikir Rotinik al Lemeis Bluvad, six lines from the bottom. But Abaye Manach Kapa Akipi, Rava Manach Sakina Baryona, Umetaltla. So what do they answer? If I was not Adam Choshev, I wouldn't need the whole thing to begin with. I wouldn't need the Sakina and the Baryona. I wouldn't need it. Achazel Umtza. Alright, so because it was only a Chumra B'Yalma, so they were relying on this Kula, even if it's not Meis Bluvad. But Mikir Adinim Umtza, Meis Bulvad. Frek Toysvis. Rava Matatlahu Agav Lakana Demaya, even Tomar. But Rava Savaliel, Rabbi Yehuda the Islay Muktzah. Vanucha lekana de Maya hechi shar lechatchila. He can't do that. The Yeshlomar, the Shanilan ben hecha the Efsha lemevad high tupul the Esmo, lehecha the lo Efsha. To keep in Ubar Yona, previous Amud, Hayu me Esmo biyado, vayachol letalpala. And therefore, there's no heter if it's Muktzah Mamish. Aval hani garvini tamer lo efsher because you only ate it on Shabbos. Vishari afilu the Rabbi Yehuda, v'yachad adam chashev, etc., etc. So says Tosfos. Wait a minute, we gave a better answer already. What was our answer, Rabbos? What was our answer? How do we distinguish between Kuf Mem Beis and Kuf Mem Gimel? Rabbos, I forgot already. You mentioned it about a minute ago. What are you holding on to? Kuf Mem Beis, you're holding on to the Dover Asur. That's why we're Machmir. Kuf Mem Gimel, we're holding on to the Dover Mutter. That's why it's Mutter. Presumably, the Bali Atosus don't agree. Believe it or not. Yes? Not like the Rashba and the Ran. Right. Tosus and Beitza seems to equate the two cases. You're holding the Isur with the Heter on top. And holding the hat with the Isser on top. Tosfos Beit seems to equate these two cases. There's even a Chazon Ish quotes a Svarah in the reverse direction. He says, if I have a Dvar Isser and I put a Heter on top of it, oh, so I somehow I'm a Vatel the Isser to the Heter. I'm holding the Dvar, a Dvar Heter with an Isser on top, that in effect is worse. Because the main thing I'm carrying is the thing on top. That's how he answers Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Kivegas, Sakash, and Mem Gimel and Medveis, and Jewish Vachidish, is also in the Mogan of Ramas, I think, in Shinyat Aleph. Why did he kick a routine up for? Just carry the mace and the stretcher. Let the stretcher itself be the kick a routine up. Says the Chazon Ish, that it is not going to be a head of Tiltul Min Atzad, which there is a sort of Dover Asr, then it's worse. Why is it worse? Because since the mace is on top, so the main carrying is for the mace, as opposed to what is a kikir on top. Remarkable. So we have opposite directions. The Ran says it's better to carry the Dvar Heter. The Chazon Ish says if there's not going to be, well, it's not necessarily a stira. It all depends on whether it's mutter or asr, or tiltum and atzad. What are we suggesting now? If tiltum and atzad is torach dover or asr, that's the worst. If it's tiltum and atzad is torach dover mutter makomo, that's the best. And if you're touching the Dvar Isser with your own hands, it's in between. That's what could emerge from all this. It's just not completely clear what the priority, what's more chomer, what's more kal in this area. Let's bring it to your attention. Okay, now let's ask you another question. Do they serve watermelon here on Shabbos sometimes? They do? Okay. So they serve, let's say they serve water. They serve, maybe they have kibbutz, they give you some plums maybe sometimes. You know, Shabbat afternoon, yeah? Yeah, the plums? Good, plums. Let's stick with plums. Let me ask you a question. You eat the plum, yeah? And in the middle of the plum, there is a pit. What do you do with the pit? It's mukta. It's mukta. So the Shmir Shabbos talks about this in Perek Chof, Sif Chof Vov. What do you do with the pit? It says as follows. Klipos and Garinim are Muksa. We don't have any animals here. It's not fit for animals anyway, but if there are, we don't. For Omnam, he says, Muto lakakas klipos galinim v'atzamos eile kashemotziyam min ha-peh ulanicham ala talachas. That's what you may do. You may put them down on the plate. Take it out of your mouth, pit, and put it down on the plate. Where do you get it from? Footnote Pegimel, he got it from the Sudo Ran. Chidushi Aran, Shabbos Kuf Mem Gimel, Sof, the Ramaskal Hani. It's true. It's right there. He allows what he calls there a hanocha rishona. When they ask it, They didn't ask you to take it out of your mouth and put it down. Why not? I don't know. We'll go back to the Chazon Ish. It's part of the Achila process. Whatever it's part of some other process, it's not called Tilta Luk. So whatever, they gave you a special dispensation. Whatever it may be, take it out of your mouth and put it on the plate. It's permissible according to the pseudo run, which in the Shemir Shabbos quotes. Then he says, Lumazos, Ayanod, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shin Ches, Sif Sam of Zion. Who asks it? Who asks it? So I saw that it may be not only a machlokas between the Ran and the pseudo Ran and the Alter Rebbe, Kubitz Machlokas Amaroim. Right here in our daf. Right here in our daf. Because the Gemara is over here, the last few lines of the Perek. Rav Sheshes Zoraklu Belishne. I guess his wife wasn't looking. He had this pit and he went. No, he took his tongue off. Yeah. And I guess how big the pit is. Smaller pits are easier. Say cantaloupe. They serve cantaloupe here by us on Shabbos, yeah, Emes. They take out the pits before, right? They're very machmir in this place. But let's say there's a pit left. So you go, no one's looking. That's what Rav Sheshes did. Rav Papa Zorak Lu. Oh, catch this one now. Achore Hamita. Oh, he was really polite. He just threw it behind the bed, behind the couch, you know. So it's possible, I think that's what the Shami Yonason says, that Rav Papa held to this hefter of Hanocha Rishona, and that's why he was able to have get one swing. He could get the bits and just throw wherever you can throw it. And Rav Sheshes denies it. He had to use his tongue. He wasn't even taking it. Once he got out of his hand, he went, the Kubitz Machlokas Amaroi. All of this discussion, Rabosei, however, is pending. You know, Sunday's visiting day, they're going to come and say, what's the Rebbe teaching you guys? So I'm telling you, don't go with nothing until Sunday. Sunday, as I'm repeating, I'm saying Shir early in the morning, and the topic we'll be discussing in the first part of the Shir on Sunday is the two lines we skipped over here. Rav Huna Avalu Kegraf Sharei. Something which is disgusting. You're allowed to move. They waive the Yisr of Muksa. In fact, the Gemara, V'chi Osen Graf Sharei L'chatchila. You have to understand the head of Graf Sharei and what's called L'chatchila. That'll be the first half of Shir on Sunday. The second half, we're starting the Sugam of Bitl Kli Me'echono. Bakadaf Daf Mem Gimel and Mitzvah Shem B'Seyad Adishmai. Gemara says, after discussion of the question of whether certain kinds of garinim, seeds, pits are mukta or not mukta, and how one can eliminate them, various suggestions were made through a loaf of bread, through a pan, either spinning them out or throwing them out. But another alternative is quoted, Avalu Kegraf Sharei. Rashi, Graf Sharei, Sovron Lefonov, Sheokalat Tmorim, Achenim Osos Be'enov, Venotlin Osa Miponov Kegraf Sharei. The special dispensation with the spectrum of Muksa is something that is disgusting. The Graf Sharei, this is a what we call today a bedpan, I guess. This is disgusting. It smells. And Chazal, although they were very insistent on the issue of Muksa, gave a special dispensation in such a circumstance. This dispensation is extended beyond the literal Graf Sharei to include within it this pile of date seeds, which apparently is also very disgusting to people. He asks the Gemara, V'chi'osin graf sharei l'chatchila? May one resort to this dispensation l'chatchila initially? In other words, the graf sharei case, you know, there's not much choice in the case of graf sharei.
natural needs, and it's smelly, so you have no brera. So the Chazal gave you a break. But over here, you're doing a lechatchila. So the question is, how do you define this issur of lechatchila? Does it mean to say that a person not permitted to eat dates on Shabbos? Because by eating dates, you're making a pile of date seeds, and it's considered to be graf sharei. Oh. So, it's very possible, this is what the Megillah Sefer suggests, that it's only when you do an additional action, you do something special, so in order to make a graf sharei, that's not allowed. What did he do over here? Rashi explains. Sovra on the fun of. He didn't just eat dates and had a couple of seeds here and there. He went out of his way to make a big pile of seeds. That's not allowed. But in the normal course of events, the person is eating the dates and some seeds fall here and there, and even that we'll call the normal kind of achila leads to a graf sharei situation, this is not a prohibition. It's suggested that this itself is a machlokas amaroyim in Masechta Beitza. Masechta Beitza, the Gemara has an afchav aleph mit beis, a machlokas, about a case of inviting goyim, and they had this shiurei kosos, some yayin nesek left on the bottom, and the question is this a problem or not a problem? So machlokas, we pass like a b'shul b'levi, it's not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? So one of them, the farshim suggests, this is the chavanish says this way, that the machlokas is true, there's a mukta problem, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Shur ben Levi, there's no problem because they have to graf sharei. What do you mean? So what right do you have to involve yourself in the situation in the first place? You make a graf sharei lechatchila. That's good for the machlokas. According to, I think, Rabbi Achav Yaakov, who's machmir there, that's considered the case of the chatchila. So don't invite the goy to come to your house on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Whereas according to the opinion of Rabbi Shur ben Levi that we paskin like, then we say it's not considered to be lechatchila. Nothing, no special action is being done to create a situation of graf sharei. That's how the Rivosh learns the machlokes, that apparently the Gemara Svara, that Isuri Hano Shaini, if you look at the sugar there, remains the maskana. And therefore, the reason for Rabbi Shur ben Levi to be matir must be that it's not considered in the category of osn graf sharei lechatchila. Not everyone agrees to this. The Magen Avraham has a different understanding of the machlokas, which is cited in the Shaar HaTzion. And Simon, those have the Mishnah Berurah. Open up, please. The Shaar HaTzion, the very beginning of Simon Shin Chof Hey. The very beginning. The Mechaber says, Mutal Lezamin Eini Yehudi B'Shabbos. Says the Shaar HaTzion Aleph. The ain less of a pnesha yitaltala yisrael akos shiyesh bo pirure pas shishor ein yehudi b'yayin the nes of ishti yoso. It's a problem, right? He says, no, it's not a problem. Why? The lo nase bosses. Why not? Da piruin batli la akos. These piruin are nothing. We had this expression before. For who said so? Tosis. If you have Avraham Shin Chav Gimel, the Af Lefia Maskana Shon, the Isuri Hano Chamiri, as the Gemara says in Masechta Beitza, Efsher, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Lo Svir Lekein. So the point of dispute according to this interpretation, which is based on Magen Avraham, is Rabbi Shua Ben Levi agrees there would be a problem of Graf Sharei, but he denies the significance of the Muksa. I think Gemara says Isuri Hano Shani. That's exactly the point of dispute. That's what the Mishnah Brewers of the Magen Avraham says. But in Rivosh, it's the Mavur Lehefech, that the Svara of Yisur Ano Hashayini is accepted the Maskana. But nonetheless, there's an addition to it, that there is Graf Sharei, I ain't also the Chachila. The answer is no specific action was taken in order to create the situation. And the Halacha, that's not considered Osin Graf Sharei Lechachila. That's how it's presented. There's a source in the Gemara to say this way. Open to the Gemara we learned at the very beginning of this man. Kuf Kof Dal and Amar Aleph. Kuf Kof Dal and Amar Aleph. How do you remove the dirty dishes on Shabbos? Was my answer. He did to have a graf sharei. A graf sharei. So the question could be raised. What do you mean graf sharei? You made a situation of graf sharei lechatchila. The answer is, that's not considered lechatchila. You're just eating. It's just a natural course of events that there are bones and all other kinds of things. All the plates themselves are dirty. Can't help it. Who sets up a farish? The shitim, the kubetzes, and beitz are not that. Shitim of chafalef says that we pass the halacha lekula. Okay. The Rambam, however, has a stricter view. Excuse me, the Rambam, please. In Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Chavov, halacha, Tezayin. Oh, I'm sorry, it's right here. Rambam Perek Chavov, halacha Tezayin. Sounds like he's being machmer in this question. Rambam says, he goes through he quotes our Gemara, quotes Rav Papa, and seems to be of the opinion that whatever hefter there is, it's not the hefter of Graf Sharei. We don't seem to accept. The Magad Mishnah says, "Sheeinan ruuyin, whatever's not roy." Ochel as a ochel, v'zorka